The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
But obviously there's a lot of people who have a lot to say about bathrooms and gender.
We all use them. We all have one.
Pretty much, unless you're, you know, living out in a shack in the woods and you got to go out in the woods. But otherwise, most people are pretty familiar with bathrooms. So you're welcome to comment at 855-453. It is Free Talk Live, and with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That's 855-450-3733. Now, there's the claim that more than a million people have signed a boycott pledge against Target after a decision that they call secretive here in Breitbart's version of the story, but Target posted it to their website, so I'm not sure how secretive that was. They posted basically a press release on the 19th of this month saying that transgender customers would be allowed to choose the bathroom of their choice, which, of course, is likely how it's always been. As you pointed out, Mark, many of these people, you know, transgenderism isn't a new thing. So a lot of these folks have been using the bathroom of their choice for a long time.
Right. Suddenly it's a problem.
So the claim
but
is
I think that I do think. Now that it is a problem, it is a problem. I mean, I'm willing to
concede that. I don't think it's a problem. What's the problem exactly?
Well, I think that some yucker do, some, you know, troublemaker is going to see an opportunity here and say, well, it sure does look like I can go into a bathroom and cause problems now. And
so what? Because someone might do something, that means people should be restricted?
No, I think that, I'm saying it's a problem.
What is the problem? The yuckerdo is a problem?
Yes!
Okay, but that doesn't have anything to do with people choosing their bathroom or whatever. I mean, to say that it's a problem suggests that something needs to be done about it, which, of course, then
something
the only thing...
Something does need to be done about it. If there's
the yuckerdo gets thrown out of the bathroom. That's what needs to be done. There doesn't need to be some sort of policy checking people's genitalia before they go into a bathroom, which
certainly
is the only
not.
Way... Which is the only way, whatever laws that are being made about this... Because, Mark, you mentioned there was a North Carolina law that is specifying that government bathrooms at schools and other, you know, government facilities would be, you know, biologically assigned, or however you want to describe that, where somehow there would be some sort of enforcement of this. And, of course, my question again, it's like with the topless ban in some parts of New Hampshire that was, by the way, not found constitutional for other reasons. But the point being that one of the things the judge didn't decide on, and he could have made a statement about this, but he didn't, was the question that the defense attorney asked when defending two women that had gone topless on the beach was, how do you know that what you're dealing with is a woman? Similarly, how do you know that what you're dealing with is a man? The only way to know is to examine the genitals. Just because someone has breasts doesn't mean they're a woman. There are men who have breasts. And, you know, that is not enough evidence to know for sure what someone's gender is.
It feels like enough evidence when you're looking, though, doesn't it?
But it's not. I mean, if we're talking about a legal case, you need to know for sure that this person is a female. Anyway, let's go on here with your calls and thoughts, and then we can get some, if you want, we can get into some of these bigoted statements by the American Family Association that is promoting this 1 million signatures. However, thinkprogress.org is calling the number into question. Of course, it's an internet petition, so inevitably it's easy to fake signatures. What is the real number? Well, only Target's going to know when they look at their sales at the end of the month. And some are claiming that their stocks prices are down, but does that really translate into lower sales? Not necessarily.
So it's Clear Channels.
Yep, that's true. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. First up, Lori's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Lori.
Hello there.
Hey there.
Hi.
You're
I was calling in on... Well, hello. It's nice to be on the radio with you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, go for it.
I am calling in as far as the opinion, in which this is my opinion, on men and women being able to use the opposite sex's restroom. I personally find the idea of having men in the same restroom with me, it unnerves me.
I bet it does.
I understand that, you know, that there's been transgender, that sort of thing, coming in and out of the bathrooms. But just the thought of a male, whether he's, understand when I say male, I'm saying he hasn't gone through the surgery yet. There is a person that was born with male chromosomes, okay, coming in the restroom with me. I'm in there using the restroom. I come out to wash my hands. He walks out. That thought unnerves me. It's not because I'm basing it on perverts or anything like that. I'm just of the opinion, I grew up, I'm a child of the 60s. I grew up, men were men, women were women. Men use men's restrooms, women use women's restrooms.
And Let me ask a few questions. So, I've seen a lot of pictures of trans, men to women, and these people that are trying to do this, and I'm not talking about troublemakers here. I'm talking about people who are absolutely trying to transition from one place to another, and it takes years to do such a thing, and obviously they're going to keep their floppy bits for a period of time. So, what do you want? I mean, do you generally, obviously you wouldn't be able to tell in most cases, but in some cases, let's say you can tell that there's a person who's, you know, transitioning poorly, but you don't know whether they've still got the bits left. What do you do about that part? What if there's a manly woman coming out of a stall?
That's going to all be relative. I mean, well, let me put it this way. If there was a manly woman, say a person that, it's a woman, but she looks very masculine, that sort of thing. There's a name. I'm not going to use that name because I think it's not good. But anyway, say she comes out there like that. I'm not going to be honest with you, I'm not going to say I wouldn't be uncomfortable. I would be a little bit, only because I disagree with that lifestyle per se, but a man just giving the permission for someone to come in who still has a penis, whether he's in transition or not, the idea of us as a public making that okay.
I think what is it that's so scary? I mean, you said you're unnerved. You said you're unnerved about it. Is it that you're afraid of being attacked?
No, I think it's wrong. So I'm against it.
Oh, so it's a moral unnerving.
It's a moral, very much so, yes.
So is it,
just to be clear,
is it wrong because someone with a penis comes into the women's restroom, or is it wrong because someone who looks like a man comes into the restroom?
It's wrong, especially that a man with a penis, still with a penis attached, is coming into the restroom.
I would like to introduce Buck Angel into this conversation. Not that we have him on the phones here, but Buck Angel, if you go and you Google, and if you've got certain morals, you might not want to do this, but maybe look for clean pictures of Buck Angel, because Buck Angel is a porn star, so it's likely you're going to see some nudity if your safe search isn't turned on this one. But there's plenty of pictures of him where he's not naked. But the naked pictures certainly prove the claim that Buck Angel has a vagina. And he looks like
biker.
He looks like a badass biker dude who, you know, you'd walk into any tough biker bar and he's sitting at the bar and just beat somebody up outside. I mean, this guy.
Police Academy, Blue Oyster Bar. That looks like that.
His voice may be slightly higher than the average male because, again, he was born a female. And he has not changed that about. I don't know if Buck, I presume Buck refers to himself as a he, but he sure, it's a woman, but he sure does look like a man. And I presume that would unnerve you if Buck Angel walked into a bathroom with you, because you would jump to the conclusion that he was a he.
Yes.
When in point of fact, he's not.
Yes, you are right, because the idea of a man. I'm not saying that I would be correct about that if what you say is this person actually is a female. But yes,
if
they look like a man, then yes, I'm going to be very uncomfortable with it. And again, it just goes back to why do
but
we
do
but you also, but you
please,
also
please,
said
please,
a moment ago.
Please, yep. I respect, I will stop talking when you talk, so please respect mine. I'm just saying, why are we even to the point this point in society, why can't the men's room be for men and the women's room be for women? just like it has been in the past.
Thank you, Lori. You've mixed your messages. Thank you for the call tonight. You've mixed your messages because on one hand you said it had to do with the fact that there was a penis between their legs, but then you said that if it just looks like a man, that it would unnerve you.
Well, I can assure you in the 60s, cross-dressers were going into the bathroom of their choice, too.
This isn't a new thing. 855-450-FREE.
Hey, this is new!
Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the toll-free numbers, also Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Well, then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You have to see these beautiful pieces. I just got mine this week, and they're gorgeous. I got a proof, and it was awesome. You got to see it to believe it. It hair and all at TrumpDollar.us. It's TrumpDollar.us.
Yeah, even if you don't like Trump, and I don't, this could be a collector's item.
I would tend to think that it would be. There hasn't been an election season like this one.
So we're going to go back to your calls here, but a little bit more on our last caller who was sort of hearkening back to the olden days, back in the 50s and the 60s when she was growing up. There weren't these transgenders going into these bathrooms. Mark, you say that there were.
Well, I tend to agree. What was her name?
Great question.
Oh, shoot, I forgot.
We don't keep track of that.
Pardon me. Anyway, I tend to agree with where she started. Like, this is unnerving. This is societal change. People are demanding something that hasn't been demanded before.
That's true.
And that is that people be recognized when they go into these bathrooms as, I'm transitioning to a man or a woman.
I don't think they want to be recognized. Well, I think they just want to be left alone.
This is what the court case was in Virginia. I'm not saying every transgendered person wants credit, to be some kind of flashing light over their head. I can assure you they do not. I know several, and all they want is to live their life.
Sure, they want to blend in.
And they're doing their very best to, and frankly, from what I can tell, nobody knows. And this was going on as far back as the 60s. You can go on the internet and you can read stories. It's been going on forever.
The reason why you didn't notice if you were a kid in the 60s is because you were probably not paying attention to those sorts of things.
Even if you did pay attention, you likely wouldn't know.
And you likely wouldn't have encountered it. Look, I've been in a lot of bathrooms over my time, and I can't really say for sure I've ever seen a transgendered person in a bathroom.
I'm not spending a lot of time getting, making eye contact anyway. You know, this is just not what's appropriate in this sort of situation.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Just based on the numbers of, how few transgender people there are, it's unlikely you're ever going to encounter this unnerving, potentially unnerving situation. And if you did encounter, you may not even know because they may be that good at looking
right.
Like they
I'm not
look.
Saying that I'm delighted by this. All I'm saying is, America, take a deep breath. This really isn't the issue. This is not the issue you're looking for.
Let's go to Stephen in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, guys. You know what most people are missing is this started out as a union battle and then turned into a government conspiracy.
Tell me about it.
What it was, well, you got your urinal makers union against your stall makers union.
This sounds
and
funny.
And if we get
really?
Rid of the urinals, yeah. But the urinal makers went in and they recruited the TSA to genital check everybody outside the bathroom. So that's what it really comes down to. It has nothing to do with anything else in a government conspiracy.
It's a government make work program for genital checkers.
Well, we won't call it a shovel ready. We'll call it a palm ready job. But yeah, that's pretty much what it came down to because I peed successfully 4 or 5 times today. And it wasn't an issue.
You need a good checking.
Thanks, Stephen. Good call,
Give
man.
Me a little blue Appreciate love.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
A good grasp in the nether regions. He'll stop joking around.
Let's talk to Gene in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to WXXM. Hey, Gene.
Hi there.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm kind of coming from a different perspective of safety. I have worked with a transgender, advocated for a transgender person, and I agree with you. First of all, there's very few of them compared to the total population, and the feeling for them is so strong that they are the gender, that they transition to.
Yeah.
It's unchangeable. So it is very important, and part of that whole process is acting, in that change gender and doing all the things they do. So, that's expected, or it used to be in the programs.
How weird would it be if somebody who is transitioning and wearing women's clothes and those sorts of things, but still has floppy bits, going into the men's bathroom? I mean, wouldn't that be, do we want that? That seems, I mean, if you want to talk about danger, that's dangerous for that person.
Yeah, I mean, they're in more risk. But my perspective, also having studied women's studies, and I work at a facility where there are sex offenders, is also that. And I know from women's studies, and also there's a woman, I believe her last name is Falter, who consults on sex offenders and such. The determination of these folks to go after women and children is really, really strong.
Yeah, I don't think that a sex offender is waiting for a law to pass before they decide to lurk in a bathroom and attack somebody. Right?
If a bathroom was a good place for sex offenses, it would have happened a lot more often.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We got to go on here and get some of your thoughts in. We'll go to Louisa, listening also in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1. Hello, Louisa.
So I just had to call. I got in the car to go pick up some takeout, and I heard somebody talking about how, you know, this is so horrible because back in the 60s when she was a child, there weren't these transgenders. And look, I have been in the bathroom with a transgender individual, and I will tell you the only reason I know this is because she's a friend, and I'm telling you, you would never be able to tell otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about safety, I would be afraid for her going in to the man's room because she's hot. And I mean, she's...
You're right. The presumption is that, this person... Right. Is this person supposed to all of a sudden take the makeup off, take, you know, a wig off or whatever, and then, you know, go to the bathroom?
She has long hair. I mean,
throw the hair out.
Having explained to every guy in the bathroom why she's in there.
Right. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous, you know, and I mean, and I would feel bad for, you know, anyone who's transition the other way, having to go in the ladies' room. It's not, you know, it's so much more than even what chromosomes you're born with, because, you know, we know that it's so much more than just you get an X and a Y and boom, you come out male. You know,
yeah,
so
there's a big spectrum out there, and it's not, you know, it's not a real clear definition, and I don't think some people want to admit that. Thanks, Louisa. Great call. Appreciate your experience. Yep, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also in Madison, Julie, listening. Actually, stand by, Julie. I don't want to give you a short shrift here. We'll bring Julie back here.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Julie will be joining us here, hopefully. And well, I get paid the big bucks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, pal. This is what we call a talk show host flub.
Yep, that's true. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you have plenty of time to join us here, although the phones are loaded up. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. A lot of people have opinions, strong ones, about the bathroom and the experience that you have when going to a public bathroom, specifically encountering people that might make you nervous, according to one of our recent callers, someone who might be born a different gender biologically who's trying to appear as though they are the gender of their preference, the gender that they believe themselves to be. Transgendered bathrooms are becoming more of a public discussion these days. And as you pointed out, Mark, there have been transgendered people for decades. It's just that now, all of a sudden, it's becoming an issue. And maybe that's because they're better organized today than previously. I'm not sure, you know, why now it's becoming an issue when previously there have been people who are born as men who are dressing as women or who believe that they're women who have been going into women's bathrooms or vice versa for quite a long time.
I kind of feel like a lot of the civil rights issues have been addressed, and this is kind of what we're left with.
Well, that's a possibility. And our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. There's a boycott joining us.
I should not say civil rights. I should say equal protection under the law, because I think that that's a big difference. I believe it's your civil right to keep the money that you earn.
Mm-hmm.
And not have it taken away from you. But we were all, generally all have it taken away at the same way, and we have our rights taken at the same speed by the government. So I would say it's an issue of equal protection under the law.
There's a boycott going on where some, let's say, conservatives are claiming a million signatures, but thinkprogress.org is saying not so fast. We'll give you what they have to say if we get the chance. But to your phone calls first, Julie is in Wisconsin. We didn't have a chance to even really hear anything from her.
Hello?
Anyway, an interruption. Now you're on with us. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi. I'm just wondering what all these people are so afraid
afraid of who's peeing in the salt next to them do when they go to Northern Europe. Because I just got back from Sweden and Denmark, and everybody, for the most part, uses the same bathrooms over there.
Hooray!
Really?
I say right on, because this brings me back to a point that, Mark, you had me kind of stumped for a moment when you talked about the idea of someone being in a locker room who is a different birth gender, so, you know, a female being in a male locker room or vice versa, male, someone born a male being in a female locker room in the showering area where everybody is of one biological gender, then that one person is sort of the odd man or woman out, if you would. You brought that question up, and I thought on it for, you kind of stumped me for a moment there, but I thought on it a little further, and I thought, you know, this really just stems from the idea that people should be using different restrooms, and that's something that we're all familiar with because that's the way it's always been here. But what you're saying, Julie, is that in certain parts of Europe, it's not that way.
Right. They have water closets. There's a big room where they don't have stalls because it's a full wall, but you go in and everybody just uses the bathroom. You know, you go in, close the door, and you come back out. And so there's no man or woman on the door to go into this room. It just says WC. And you go into a big room that's got a bunch of doors, and everybody just uses the bathroom, and there's no problem. There's nobody afraid of who's in the next stall.
Hallelujah. So it's like,
and ladies.
So it's like stalls, but they're just sort of more permanent stalls. Is that what you're saying? Like maybe they've got concrete or something?
Yeah, they're like a full wall. So they're like, you know, little rooms, water closets. You know,
yeah.
The farther it's W size three.
But everybody washes their hands together.
Yeah, so they go in and out, and it's not a problem.
Now, where do you see these? Are they everywhere? Restaurants, clubs? I mean, where are you seeing them?
Yeah, I mean, hotels, restaurants,
hotels,
clubs, yeah. There's just, you know, the public areas.
Now, what are you familiar with crime statistics in Europe? Because I've got to say that it's my understanding that especially in Scandinavian countries that as a percentage of crime, sex crimes are significantly higher there than they are in the United States.
I do not know.
I'm not calling this correlation, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think there would be any correlation, and I don't know about sex crimes. I do know that a lot less people are murdered by guns in Europe.
Yep, sure.
So I am not familiar with the sex crimes. But
okay.
When you hear of a sex crime, rarely does it happen in a public restroom.
You didn't feel as though you were in danger, though.
Oh, not at all. And,
excellent.
You know, I was born and raised in New Jersey, so I really, you know, walk about with more confidence than some people, but it's not, you know, I don't go into public places worrying about who's going to attack me or worrying about what the gender the person is using the stall next to me. They have to pee. That's just the way it is.
Great call, Julie. Thanks for the international perspective. I really appreciate it.
From BBC.com, Sweden has the highest rape rate in Europe, according to author Naomi Wolf, and she was commenting on a case of Julian Assange here. Is it true? Yes. Sweden's police recorded the highest number of offenses, about 63 per 100,000 inhabitants of any force in Europe. Again, I'm not claiming that this is correlative or anything like that, but I think that I truly do believe that this is the way of the future, which is what she's talking about, which is not, she's not talking about a unisex bathroom, Ian. She's talking about a bunch of individual bathrooms that have a place where everyone goes and washes their hands afterwards.
Yeah. So the only difference being that there's a concrete wall instead of
the
partition where you can look underneath or whatever, or keep something underneath.
I mean, you know, so the little cheap stalls that we have in bathrooms are cheaper to produce than these bigger. Each one of them has to be, I'm sure, handicap oriented, right? So you're talking about these gigantic rooms in which everybody gets to go pee or poop. I mean, it's costly and confusing.
So what? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't want a mandate a business have to do something like that.
No one's mandating anything. The people who, this is about Target. Originally the conversation was about Target making a statement that they weren't mandated to make. They made it because they felt that it was something they wanted to do, which was to allow transgender customers to use whichever restroom that they want. The fact that there's solid walls instead of cheaper partitions between the two toilets is not going to make the lady who called earlier, who feels nervous about the idea of someone of the, you know, someone with a penis being in their bathroom, even though they're dressed as a female or whatever, that's not going to change how they feel about it. They're still going to feel uneasy around it because it's, like you were saying earlier, it's a new thing for some people to at least realize that that is going on or to consider the potential that that is going on. I fail to see that, you know, the type of wall between the bathrooms is really going to bring that much more security, because if you're afraid of being attacked, well, that's not going to stop you from being attacked, although no one has really said that was their
fear.
Put
a nice lock on that door if it's a real petition.
You could, but then you're trapped in, you know, in that area. What are you going to do then? You know, the point is, the fear wasn't around so much, at least for, according to our earlier caller, of a fear of being attacked. It was a fear of just, she said it was a moral thing. Like, just the knowledge that there was a person with a penis in that room was enough to put her at, you know, dis-ease. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453, which is why I think that, you know, they're onto something there in Europe. Hey, let's normalize the idea of people using the same restroom together. Then maybe it wouldn't be a big deal if there was a girl in the boys' bathroom or vice versa. Maybe we wouldn't even really be talking about this if that were the case. Do they talk about this in, you know, Scandinavia on the radio? Highly doubt it. It's probably so normal that they hear about, maybe they'll hear about Americans making a fuss over it and laugh. You know, oh, silly Americans. Look at them, all concerned over who's using the bathroom.
They should be worried about their 63 and 100,000 inhabitants that are getting raped.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, what did you say? That was Sweden with the top? Let's see. Looks like the United States has more rapes than Sweden. I just pulled up the 10 countries with the highest rape crime. Now, Sweden is at number 3 on the list, mind you.
And I pointed out that this was as a percentage of crime, right? Do you remember me saying that?
Okay.
Right. So it's sex crimes as a percentage of crime. They're significantly higher.
Well, whatever. I'm just telling you that there's more rapes in the United States per population than in Sweden. So let's go on here. And South Africa is number 2 on the list. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, followed by India at number 4, the UK at number 5, Germany at number 6, France at number 7, Canada at number 8, and then Sri Lanka and Ethiopia.
In a lot of cases, those are places that they can get reported. I imagine there's lots of rapes in lots of countries. They just don't even have mechanisms for reporting this stuff.
855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You can, of course, join us here. The toll-free numbers are 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Download archives. We got them. Back for a decade. You can download as many of you those as you like. We also have video archives that haven't been around for as long, maybe a couple of years. You can get those, too. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you want to watch the show live on our new HD quality webcams, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you want to throw a little something in the tip jar because, well, again, the website's free to you, but it still costs money to run it, if you want to help us out, then go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can toss some Bitcoin or any other alternative to Bitcoin into any altcoin, as they call them, into the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. A lot of people with comments on the transgender bathroom controversy that just continues to gather steam here in the United States now, with a boycott of Target claiming 1 million signers. Although some are questioning the validity of those million signatures.
Well, here's a list they don't have. They don't have a list of transgenders, of people attacking folks in restrooms. No. So far, I haven't seen that list. I have seen the list of Republican legislators who have been caught soliciting sex in bathrooms and a variety of other sort of crimes.
Of course, the classic.
Nobody wants to talk about that one.
The classic was the guy who was like tapping someone's shoe underneath the.
Senator Larry Craig, Republican in Idaho, one, right? Was caught in an airport bathroom soliciting sex in 2007, was arrested for lewd conduct. Craig was named in a book by Henry Vinson as a frequent customer of his male prostitution ring, and his wife stood by him in each time and denied those charges. And that's just one of more than half a dozen.
All right. We'll go, though, to your calls and thoughts first, though. Let's first go to Ashley in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey there.
My issue with the whole bathroom thing is actually much bigger than the bathroom issue itself. As a woman who is born a woman, lived as a woman, I am, by definition of society, a woman. For a man to define what being a woman is very, very, very insulting to women. And for our government to say that what a man or a woman is outside of what society has accepted to be a man or a woman, it's extremely insulting. And it shouldn't be an issue. We should just go back to unisex bathrooms. And everybody would be equally protected and equally uncomfortable. That will just solve that issue, but it's not about the bathrooms.
When you say go back to it, when was that?
Okay,
when
I'm
was
sorry.
This magic time
I misspoke.
Okay, okay.
Not go back to it. Well, actually, no. There used to be just single stall restrooms. Before there were women's restrooms, everybody used the men's restrooms. There were no women's bathrooms until the 60s.
So you are in support of, let's say, more integration as far as bathrooms are concerned.
If I'm not in support of the lifestyle of transgender people, but I am in support of equal protection under the law. I am in support of no one deserves to be bullied or, hurt in a restroom, regardless of their beliefs. They're still a human being.
You know, as far as the lifestyle, I mean, I don't even know that's, I think, an unfair statement to make. I don't know if you intended it that way, but transgender people are different, right? Just because they're transgender doesn't mean that they're engaging in, they're not joining RuPaul to go in a review and take their clothes off.
I don't know that that's
what
I heard.
And I don't really care what they do with their own lives. That's their choice, just like it's my choice. And they deserve to have that choice just like I do. And I get that. But to say to demand almost that they be identified as a woman, someone who has never been a woman. And, I mean, I have a period.
Yeah, you're not a woman until you have a period, right?
I have to sit down to pee. I had no choice in that growing up. I can have a baby.
They make devices now that allow you to stand up.
I have one. And when the bathrooms are really disgusting, I won't be afraid to use it. Yeah.
What do they call it? What's the name of the
Go Girl. Go Girl.
What? The Go Girl, yeah.
The Go Girl.
Go Girl.
Well,
that
camping
really
and things
cool.
like that, and I don't want to get into poison ivy, sure, I'll use it.
Good
because it sucks
plan.
Having to sit down, especially when someone's peed on our toilet seat.
Yep, that's the worst. Thanks, Ashley,
for
the call tonight.
And to have men in our restroom peeing on our toilet seats, no thank you.
Right. Can we get kind of break somewhere?
Let's be fair. Okay, let's be fair here. I've known people.
Not all men, Brett.
No. Let's be fair here that some of the women's restrooms, from what I'm told, by people who've worked in, restaurants, for instance, or department stores, that some of the women are the messiest in their in their restrooms.
Absolutely, we have to hover. It's a part of being a woman, having to hover.
And
men
hovering results in missing, apparently.
Well, hovering's good because it works on leg strength.
Thanks, Ashley, for your call.
Men,
I appreciate
it. Men didn't grow up having to hover. Women did, not men.
It's true.
Thanks, Ashley.
We got blessed with upgraded peeing technology.
Yeah, but women get multiple orgasms too, so you can pee easier, but get
it's a bell curve, pal.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Ryan. He's in Georgia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live and our first Skype caller of the night. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sound great. Go ahead.
Awesome. Hey, yeah, I just don't understand why this whole thing has to be a state issue at all or why the government has to be involved. Granted, I'm pretty open-minded. I don't really care who I pee with, but I don't understand why so many people are caring so much about this.
Well, that's a great question. And if somebody wants to explain why they care so much about this, they're welcome to call in, because one lady did say it was a moral issue for her, not so much of a fear issue.
I think we've, to some extent, Free Talk Live is caught in a conundrum here, because
why?
I'm of the same opinion.
Which one?
That this is not an important issue.
I see.
That really should not be particularly talked about.
But we're talking about
it. But we talked about it, right? Like, we brought it to the table because we know that people want to talk about it, and we run a talk show where we to some extent, we solicit calls. I don't think we need them or anything like that.
Yeah, some nights we don't get them during the week.
We can do just fine without calls. But, we as talk show hosts that solicit calls, we find ourselves trying to go for topics that we know that people are going to want to talk about. And you, off the air, Ian, you pointed out two times that we had all women on the line at one point. And this is, like, the first time in Free Talk Live history that has ever happened.
It's pretty rare.
It's really rare that we would have a topic where it's nothing but women.
If you talk about, like, children, you'll get more, you know, female callers,
yeah,
like, as far
sure.
as, like, free-range kids. And things like that.
Yeah. So, you know, yes, I think we're caught in a conundrum here.
So, Ryan, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I just, I know you guys have been through a lot lately. It's good to hear Mark back on the line. And it's been a few months, but,
thanks,
yeah, I'm a first time caller, long time podcast.
Welcome aboard.
Listener.
Call us anytime. We appreciate it. You sound great on Skype.
Yeah.
And you can sound that way too. Just call in on Skype at username lrn.fm. You do have to send a quick contact request in first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it, and then you'll be good to go to call from that point forward. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Darlene, listening in Pennsylvania to WEEO FM. Hey, Darlene.
Hey. I just wanted to share different perspective on the issue. I know it's kind of been beat to death here.
I want to hear a different perspective on this, because we've been through 2 hours now on this topic.
I'm not sure how different the perspective could possibly be, but like, I am wide open.
Yeah, I want to hear this. Go ahead.
I have to be honest. I hope I'm not redundant and somebody else kind of brought the same thing up, but I only tuned in recently.
Okay.
So,
okay, go ahead.
Yes, I haven't heard the whole thing. Anyway, I just... Female, I don't have any issue with what somebody identifies as going into the restroom that they want to choose to go to. My issue, my parents kept foster kids from the time I was about 9, 10 years old, and we had severe case, you know, sexually molested children living in my household. And I know of predators will use any inn that they can get. And it's just, you know, we have this documented caseworkers, all kinds of history, ugly things that nobody
sure.
would want to talk about. That is more my concern, because now I have a almost 12-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. And I would just like to feel like I don't have to be concerned that everywhere we go, I mean, of course, criminals are going to break the law, you know, just like with guns. Anything else you might want to talk about, if somebody's going to break the law, they're going to break the law. But on the other hand, I just feel like if you know a lot of history and the mindset of predators and how they operate, if there's an easier way to do it, they'll take it. I mean, they definitely strategize.
This is kind of my position when we started this out is that, first off, this has been going on for decades, right? Like, people that self-identify as women have been going to women's bathroom. People self-identify as men going to men's bathroom. Hasn't been a problem up to this point. However, now that we've brought it in, the whole kerfuffle has kind of said, for troublemakers, now they can go into bathrooms and make trouble. But I got to say about predators specifically is they're going to be really obvious in the wrong bathroom.
Well, wait a minute. I want to talk more about this. Darlene, if you can hang on, we're going to bring you back for it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94
844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.